This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Very well. Good, good.
So, first of all, Mr. David just said here that there's a new Ozzie in town. I don't know if you saw it, but the Bears drafted a player named Ozzie Trapillo. So, you've got some competition.
By the way, wow, that competition, that guy's actually a fungus kid, you know. By the way, if the Ozzie is spelled the wrong way, the O-Z-Z-I-E, that's a real Ozzie.
That's it, Ozzie. You're right.
I hope that kid got the same type of career I have. At least they can have the Bears to get what they want to get and get it from there. But it's nice to see somebody, young kid, try to make it in a very, very tough sport.
Yeah, let's hope that he is a champion the way that you became a champion in Chicago. But with the White Sox, they are a long way from celebrating anything right now, Ozzie. Another tough night at the ballpark last night. But the news of the day related to Colson Montgomery being sent to Arizona for personal instruction. What was your reaction to that decision, and how badly do you think he needs it?
You know what? To be honest with you, that's the way baseball is right now. There's no doubt about it. I think that surprised me because I think this kid got all the tools. Not because you have tools, you're going to be a good player. You know what I mean? I think this kid, what I see on TV, him, his swing is very long. Very long. Too long. And it's a deadpool hitter. And when you had that tendency to put the ball and swing long, you had a chance to fail a lot. They got power. You know, it's pretty good athlete. Hopefully going there, helping to get better. And get to Chicago soon.
You know, it seems like a fairly desperate move, Ozzie. I mean, it seems like they've got this this kid that they're relying upon. They gave him an opportunity. I know he had the balky back, but he goes down to the minor leagues. And as we're talking about, he had a terrible year last year in the minor leagues. He had a really good fall league, you know, the Arizona Fall League he did well in, and they took that as the example of the breakthrough. And now here he is going there for a couple of weeks. It's an unusual thing to do. If you had 2 weeks with the kid in Arizona, how would you change his swing? What would you do to improve him as a player?
Well, that kid got 500 about the last couple of years, and it still be the same. I don't think in 2 weeks you might help him.
Right.
I think everything is mental. But like I see physically, I think that the swing is too long. Swing is too long. I'm going to have problems with that, not just big 11. Every level in baseball, you're going to have problems. Hopefully they fix it.
Hopefully how do you fix it. That? What do they do with? How do you shorten his swing?
Yeah. Be honest with you, he got to fix it himself. I don't care who is the teacher. I don't care if we bring Walter Reina here. If these kids not put together, try to show his swing and fix it mentally, we got to talk to him. I believe you get better playing. But they had a new philosophy, a new type of baseball. And that's why, we have to wait and see how he reacts working in that 1 hour, take it to the next level.
Ozzie, when you have a top prospect like this struggling to the extent that Colson Montgomery is, and now you're sending him with this unorthodox move to Arizona for some personal instruction, is it overstating it to wonder what this says about the entire development approach for the White Sox organization?
Well, you know, you can coach them how they're going to act, how you're going to keep it, how you're going to keep it, how you're going to take the temperature. Everybody got different philosophy about hitting, man. That's everybody. Everybody come with different ideas, different things. That's what they confuse the kids. They should go out there and say, "Yeah, listen, what you want to do, what you think is the best for you, how you feel better, how you feel more comfortable, and take it from there." Because try to break him down, try to change his swing like you already played AAA.
Right.
I don't think that's going to work. No chance. I hope it does, but you got to tell him, "Hey, I feel better like this. I got to stay like this." The biggest thing about hitting is keep your head down, and you know, no, he's not doing that.
Yeah, I got to tell you, they're not hitting, period, end of story, right? Yesterday was like the 20th time this year, and they haven't played that many games, really, where they've been under three runs. What's with that? Why they just don't have major league players, enough of them that can hit regularly? Why can't they score runs?
Yeah, I tell you why, man. Washington, you know, I mean, I think the league, is the White Sox, is the American League play only three innings, White Sox be undefeated. I don't know why the reason they score early. By the way, they don't have a great little hitter either. And then, you know, I mean, they be struggling on the top of that. But for some reason, they score early. But after that, they disappear. Then they come back in the ninth, eighth, and ninth against the good ones. It seems like that, every game happened the same way. And they have to be more consistent. They'd be very bad with men in scoring position. They don't do anything to get better so far. I know they're working. I know they spend the time there trying to figure it out. But one thing's working and one thing is get it done. And hopefully, you know, I mean, they start getting better because, man, poor guys pitching every day, pitching well, and they don't get anything from those outings those guys have.
Ozzie, let's go back to the weekend in Sacramento with the Sox against the A's. For three straight games, Will Venables, trying to be creative, he used an opener. I think that when Jonathan Cannon's situation, it worked because he was better when he came in relief. I don't know if it's something the Sox will stay with. What did you think of the move then, and do you think the Sox will stick with it throughout the season?
Wow, you know, I don't know if they're going to stick out without the season. Right? But they see they have better outing with that, I think they will. But, you know, I mean, it was good. I don't know if it was that great, but it had been working for them. And I don't know exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. But, you know, I mean, that's the new era of baseball. You know, I mean, players do what they told them to do. I don't think the White Sox players, isn't the kids, they're not in the position to tell them what to do. But I think they're going to do it more often because it has been work for them. But, hey, that's a new thing in baseball, and they like they have to do whatever they tell them to do.
Why do you believe the White Sox are not bringing up Tim Elko? Is that
That's a shock, man.
Yeah.
That's a shock. I don't know if it's about money-wise, about timing, about anything. But they say, get a bat from one of the players. Says, listen, this guy can be a DH, he can play first base.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best pinch hitter they have, and he's in AAA. And you know one thing about Will, he loves to pinch hit. He loves to pinch hit. Then why you not go there and bring this guy that he can do three things, can resolve three problems for you? This kid earned it. They deserve that. I want to ask Chris again about it yesterday, but he was in the right situation, but I think they should. They should give the kids a chance because what he be doing in the minor league?
You know, it's a power show. He's actually – he had like five homers.
He's got eight homers in his last 11 games.
I mean, what the hell is that? Why, and what could they use? Home runs.
By the way, it's a funny thing because he's every at-bat. You know, I mean, I've seen every at-bat this kid have in minor league when we're in the studio. And the home run is a straight set of field, opposite way. You know, I mean, this has been doing pretty good. Obviously, struck out a little bit, but – you need power. You got power. You need a first base. Can help you. A DH can help you. And also a pinch hitter can help you.
So, Ozzie, the White Sox and the Cubs executed a trade for Gage Workman. So he's a third baseman, but he has versatility in the infield. He can even maybe play the outfield in a pinch. Miguel Vargas is the third baseman of the future and also struggling at the plate in the present. How would you use Gage Workman if you were Will Venable?
I don't know exactly because I don't know him very well. I never see him play. I give him some bad. Vargas got to step it up. Vargas got to step it up to play because this has been play okay. At third base defensively. But I got to step it up at the play. I tried to move him down the lineup to see if that worked. But, you know, hopefully that trade fix the problem the White Sox have. But I got to wait see because I only seen it yesterday a little bit and I was impressed, but I had to wait to see him get more at-bats.
I mean, you know, they could probably move Vaughny to Arizona too if they really wanted to. I think it's a, and I know I could be wrong, Ozzie, but what's more hollow than saying a guy's unlucky? I get it. He's hit balls where people are, but if he could hit him out of the park, or if he, like, I just don't know what to make of Vaughn.
Listen, hit the ball hard is overrated. Way overrated. Do not win games when you hit the ball hard. Hit the ball when then nobody can catch it. Hit the RBIs. I don't know who come up with that stat. Oh, I hit the ball hard 99%, but I'm hitting all 91. Overrated. Overrated. The ball hit hard ball. He's the one lead the ballpark, but not the one stay the ballpark in being catch.
Thank you, Ozzie. The exit velocity is so much a stat that means nothing because, yeah, you can tell a lot of things, but if you're hitting it exactly where they're playing you, then it doesn't do you any good to hit 107 off the bat. It doesn't really matter, does it?
No. I remember Lester pitching for the Cubs a few years ago, I don't know, 3, 5, 4 years ago. They was worried about Lester getting everybody about hit the ball hard off him, and his ERA was 3.7. Who cares? I don't care about how many runs they score against him or how many score we score. That the most overrated stat in history. But just, those guys making money, stealing money from Major League Baseball. You know, they...
Yeah.
Vaughny, I swear to God.
Vaughny's producing a catch radius.
I play this game.
Not an exit velocity.
I rattle call my wife, say I got 4 hits. Oh, how hard you hit it? No, that boy, look at the example yesterday. The Milwaukee Brewers. They have even hit the ball out of the ballpark, out of the infield. They scored 5 runs.
Perfect example. They manufacture runs. Pat Murphy knows how to manufacture runs. You get the right manager and the right lineup, they can do that.
They said, and besides that, they all by 3 runs, lay in the game. They're bunning. Lay in the game. And nobody else do that. That's why I think they're going to have a good ball club in the future pretty soon.
So let's look at the Brewers and the White Sox tonight. Shane Smith, one of the bright spots for this season, the Rule 5 guy for the Sox, on the mound going against his former team. How would you explain what's working for him, Ozzie, and why he has become, I know it's only April 30th, but he has been very consistent.
Hey, listen, man, the first day I see this kid throw the ball, his fastball is great. His changeup is outstanding, but the changeup is outstanding just because his fastball helped him to get a good changeup. He got a lot of, you know, big stones, and he go out there and go to pitch. I think this is still healthy. He's going to be the best pitcher the White Sox going to have in that rotation this year.
Yeah, I just don't understand when you look at everything that's going on with the Sox, why they're not trying to get more hitting in here. I mean, if Workman, you know, Vargas, you don't have to. You got 3 Rule 5 guys now on the roster, which says something about the way you're putting your team together. That you need to raid players that aren't considered, you know, good enough to keep on the team they're at, whether they are or not. And I think they got real lucky with the starting pitcher. I think that Workman can be a decent player. Play the guy. You're getting nothing out of Vargas. You're not taking him off the team. And bring up the Elko, who's hitting in the minor leagues. I don't understand why they're not improving their power when they don't have any.
Well, they're not going to have any. I think you see the last night, Pantera hit the home run I don't think Pantelis is the same either it was in the past. Now May is coming up. He's always been a better player. But Vonnie been struggled since last year, not just this year. You know what I mean? And I don't know why. In the past, he has been a good hitter. But right now, he's not doing nothing at all. I think put somebody around him to put a little pressure on himself. I don't say he's not working. I love that kid. I love it. I think he's a workaholic. He's a very professional. Played the game right. I wish he can help the White Sox a little bit better.
Ozzie, the three starters who were used in relief after the openers in the weekend, curious where your confidence level is with Sean Burke, Jonathan Cannon, and Davis Martin.
Well, they did a good job, and you know, with that, they did it. You know, they pitched 6 innings, very clean. You know what I mean? I think they get a good, outstanding outing. But I think those guys could be out there and start a game. You know what I mean? That's my opinion. The left is not like, wow, look at what those guys are. They're pitching okay, 1 run, 2 runs, here and there. I like the one yesterday, pitched 2 innings. That's a plus. But I think they sooner or later, they got to come on and give those guys a chance to start a game.
Do you like the new uniforms, Ozzie? The City Connect tribute to the Bulls uniform?
I love it. By the way, I was the first one criticized them. Like, oh, what the hell they do it? But now I saw it. I touched it. I see the details. Outstanding. It's not even good. That's outstanding.
You wore it.
They did a great job doing that.
You had it on for the post game, Ozzie. You look like $1 million. That's why you like it, right? It looked good on you. You wore it well.
The only reason I wear it because first of all, I got it for free. That's the number one. And second of all, I get paid to win. That's the only reason I did. But I'm telling you guys, it's very beautiful stuff. Very, very nice.
It did look good on you and Chuck. You guys did a nice job. And you continue.
No. I look like a B.J. Armstrong. Chuck looked like a, I don't know, Krukov or somebody else. I look like a B.J. Armstrong.
You did. That's a good blast from the past.
Yeah.
Great stuff, Oz.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Ozzie.
See you later.
I love my people. I love it, guys.
Take care. That is our guy, Ozzie Keehan.